You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Tune in to News Channel 5, the new TV home of the Cleveland Browns, every Sunday at 11 a.m. to catch Inside the Cleveland Browns, hosted by Sarah Carnes and Dustin Fox, followed by the all-new Dog Pound Report, hosted by myself and Andy Baskin. That's every Sunday on News Channel 5.
It's a fine show, by the way.
You did a great job on it this week.
Thank you,
Matt. Thank you for filling in. Hope we get an opportunity to do stuff together.
We better.
It would be glorious. Yes, indeed. 216-578-0850. Jonathan in Orlando. Welcome to CBD.
Jonathan.
Gibbs.
Call back, bro.
Gibbs, what do you think about Hard Knocks?
I literally walk over, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to punch him up. And he literally just hung up.
He just didn't want to talk.
You waited on hold for 48 minutes in Orlando, and you just hung up, Jonathan.
Yeah. He did?
He did.
Why didn't you tell him? Say, we're coming back right now. We got you.
Hold on. He might be calling back right now.
He had to push his tee time.
48 minutes. This is the first we heard about Jonathan Orlando 2 minutes ago. 48 minutes. I apologize to him. 48 minutes. I want to know what he has to say, what he thought was worth waiting 48
minutes. I wouldn't
wait
48 minutes to change a flight that was necessary to get done.
Well, that's why they have the apps now. You don't.
And I would hang up and call
back. You wouldn't
have
to wait 48 minutes.
In an off-peak hour.
You could do it right in the palm of your hand.
Yeah.
You could do it right on the app right there. I'll tell you what. I loved playing golf.
All right.
I want to play golf. I want to go back to Orlando.
We're going to be playing golf soon.
We're going to play a lot of golf this year.
For sure.
Our guy, Jonathan, is no longer there, but Stan in Hartville is there.
Oh, Stan
in
Hartville.
Stan, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, Stan.
How are you doing, Stan?
Hey, couple bullet point questions real quick. NFL, what makes it great is, you know, a lot of teams can turn it around quick. True or false?
True.
Okay. Last year, as bad as it seemed, with above average quarterback play, we could have turned 7-9 into 10-6 pretty easy. And
easily.
The first Pittsburgh game, the first Ravens game, and the Colts game, for example, okay? Okay, true or false on that?
True.
I've
said that a long time. Yep.
With our defense, which I'm super excited about, and the new receivers, and, you know, almost a minor Mac recreation at running back, let's not waste this opportunity. Would either of you trade or give our first and second round pick to get Breeze or Rivers? I mean, it seems like I've read recently where there's considerations where they may be changing directions at either location. And I just wanted to know what you thought. Because I think we're there. I think it's the only thing we're missing. And you know, I'm just, you know, I want that that caliber of quarterback. I'm not excited about the Mariota. It's just too many question marks. So anyway, wanted to see what you thought. Thanks for answer my question.
You got it. Appreciate it. So Drew Brees and Phillip Rivers, you know both of them from your time in San Diego. Brees would be 36 this year. Phillip Rivers
33.
Would be 33 this year. What do you think about that? And we've heard a lot of Phillip Rivers maybe being traded to Tennessee for the second overall pick where they would take Mariota. Interesting.
Andrew Gribble and I talked about it last week, more so than anything about Phillip Rivers, because an article on Pro Football Talk came out about the fact that Ben Roethlisberger, of course, got extended, you know, from that same class. So it is the about that time for both Phillip Rivers and Eli Manning to get that same type of extension. And Phillip Rivers came out adamantly saying he's going to play out his contract. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that the San Diego Chargers are being highly rumored as one of the teams that could potentially move to Los Angeles. And again, Phillip is a, you know, very religious man with 7 children. I believe all of which are homeschooled, okay? And he absolutely loves the West Coast, but more so than anything, he loves San Diego and the community and would not want to raise his 7 children in Los Angeles. And also, too, even furthermore, I don't believe, and I said this to Andrew as well last week, that if Phillip Rivers were ever get backed into a corner of we're going to trade you or you're going to play for us in L.A., I think Phillip Rivers, who's made, you know, well over $100 million in his career, and has, you know, great accolades, not a Hall of Famer by any means, but he's very highly regarded in that San Diego community. I think knowing his personality as a former teammate of his, he would retire.
Rather than come play
anywhere. And, you know, rather than play somewhere he doesn't want to Los Angeles included. And mind you, Los Angeles is 2 hours up the freeway. It's just what Los Angeles represents, that fast-paced lifestyle. He likes it a little bit more, you know, cool, you know, and chill like it is down in San Diego.
And interesting to me, of the two, I would want Rivers over Breeze. Younger, the money similar for the two of them. Rivers would count $17 million against the cap this year. Breeze would count $26 million against the cap this year. $27 million next year. I think Breeze is in the decline more so than I think Philip Rivers is.
I do too. He's still going to be very productive probably till 40.
Right.
You know, for a franchise, but I think Philip Rivers has, you know, 2 years left in his prime and then maybe three subprime years left in his career.
Do you think that if with a great offensive line, let's say you have a great offensive line, which the Browns do, you've got two good running backs, you've got certainly serviceable wide receivers, you have an excellent defense, I think it'll be a top 10 defense. Does getting a Philip Rivers in here, if you make that much of a move, does that help you become, you know, an instant Super Bowl contender? I would say so. I think you've got to be in the mix to win the division.
You might be the front runner to win the division. Even after all three other teams in your division went to the playoffs, you immediately project yourself to win the division based on the fact that we went 50-50 with both the Steelers and Bengals and could have beat the and should have beaten the Ravens earlier in the season. With that quarterback and what we've done thus far and a second year in this system defensively plus the draft, I absolutely think you're a playoff team.
The reason that you could do something like I would be absolutely shocked. Let me just say I would be shocked. I think it goes against everything that they think in terms of building with this organization. But you still would have Johnny for cheap for two more years. Even let's say you had Rivers and it was basically a two-year deal. Now, he's a free agent at the end of this year, so you'd have to rework some kind of a deal.
Like a
so maybe
it,
for
yeah.
3 years, you still would have Johnny one more year on his rookie deal or two more, depending if you went two or three with Rivers, before you could see if you wanted to go that direction and that he could be the heir apparent. But I think Rivers, in terms of a play like a Brown, tough competitor, hard-nosed, good guy, would be interesting. I just don't think it's realistic. I think if you're Tennessee, from a building a franchise standpoint, it doesn't make sense when you could have draft Mariota. If you believe that he can be a franchise quarterback, you would obviously draft the guy that you could have for cheap for 5 years. I mean, Mariota in 5 years will make about what Philip Rivers is going to make in 2015.
Correct.
So, or in 4 years. Interesting. I would listen. If Philip Rivers came here, it'd be very exciting because that would you'd be thinking playoffs. I don't know how
we
that
better.
Hurts you in the short long term. I'd eat up a lot of the cap. Browns still have $31 million under the cap, so you could afford him. I don't know that that happens, though. And he still got the two first-rounders. Interesting. Interesting to discussion. Interesting thing to think about. 216-578-0850. When we come back, Andrew Gribble, Browns senior staff writer from ClevelandBrowns.com, will be with us live in the Dog Bowl, talking about everything going on the Browns website that you need to know about, and also check in with some stuff from the owners' meetings as well, coming up next here on CBD.